I understand you went to Cradle Mountain today. I hope you were nice and rugged up, because it's even though the temperature is around 15 degrees on the coast, it's not really that warm.
No, it wasn't that warm at Cradle, I tell you what. No, five out of the nine councillors headed to Cradle today. We've approved a few projects over the years at Cradle, and it's certainly going ahead. So there's a master plan for Cradle. So the Gateway Precinct is a part of that. That's the new visitor information centre area there. I'm not sure if you've been up, but it's...
I have, it's brilliant, yeah.
The old truck stop I used to have.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to have park staff show us through that facility. And look, it's still a very busy place up there, Martin. Look, the weather is cold, but that really brings some people, I think, to Cradle. But they've got very good occupancy rates up there and lots of visitors. They've got an overflow car park that even overflowed one day. So it's still a very busy place to be. So we started there, and then we jumped on the shuttle buses, and we went down to the lake. And at the lake, we got an up-close and personal viewing of the new, it's called a viewing shelter, that is being built at the moment. And the builders down there, I don't know what they get, but they need another 20% to get
a cold allowance, perhaps.
Oh, I tell you what. So anyway, fingers crossed, and the weather doing the right thing, it would be open this summer. So it'll be a spot for people to be down at the lake. Had a bit of controversy in its planning, but it's gone ahead and it sits very well. For people who've travelled down, if you've been down to the lake, to the old car park area, it sits within that footprint. It sits very low in the land. I think give it a few years, it'll just sit very nicely. So we were lucky enough to have a look through a few projects we've approved, and sometimes we just approve things and sort of forget about it, but thought it was time for the councillors to have a look up there. So
it's a good idea, I reckon.
So that was great to get up there and hear a few old stories as well. But so that was today. It took us about 5 hours really to go up and have a look around and come back down.
Yeah, I think anyone that hasn't been to the new visitor centre should check it out, because it's absolutely world class. About my only criticism about it would be that when you come out of the toilets to wash your hands, it's exposed and the wind whips straight through there. Have you noticed that?
Look, I didn't avail those facilities today, no doubt it's got a few odds and sods, but in the past people heard about, well, let's go to Cradle Mountain, and they would arrive up there on the outside and it just looked like a truck stop.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was a bit underwhelming. So it's not underwhelming anymore.
No.
It really does fit the place. So there's Cradle. What an amazing place in Kentish.
There had been a little bit in the media lately about planning issues in Kentish municipality. A lot of people probably don't realise is that the council, and I've been to enough council meetings, I've seen this happen, you actually adjourn the council meeting, then you reconvene as the local planning authority, you do what you have to do under that power of the legislation, and then you reconvene again as the council. So it's fairly involved, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's difficult. I think it's difficult part of being a councillor. People who get elected to local government often don't realise this. Sometimes you almost feel pitted against some in your community, because when you've hit it right on the head, you become a planning authority. Look, you look the same, you're sitting in the same chair, but it's not really your personal opinion that's that important anymore. Most things we vote on, it's really my conscience and my view that I'll put forward and I'll vote accordingly. But when you're looking at planning topics, it's really not that important, just how I feel about it. It's asking the question, does this proposal in front of us comply with our planning scheme? That's complicated. And it's a difficult process, and there's professionals involved who, just do this for a living. I mean, we get an agenda on a Thursday and we vote on it on the Tuesday. We just had one last week, and I reckon I put, 7 hours into it, something like that, of reading myself and speaking with people, and even at the council meeting it took over an hour just to deal with that one topic. So it's not always easy, but I guess I'm wanting people to realise that it's a dual role that councillors have. It's one to just go in there, listen to the community, and, if you've got a feel for that, you can vote that way. But in this case, it's actually a different role. There's a planning scheme that needs to be complied to. Look, the flip side of it, Martin, is we do need a planning scheme. We need a scheme because people who are building or developing needs some certainty that if I do this, this and this, then that'll get me over the line. And even if I don't like that one person on council, or they may not like me or something like that, that will be irrelevant. It'll boil down to the project itself. And it is an imperfect science. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so and it does come out with some controversy, which, yeah, we had a bit of last week.
And the planning schemes and the planning laws are fairly rigid. You can't, they're not flexible, and you're guided by what they say. And whether you believe in your own personal view, whether something should be approved or not, you don't really have a say. You have to go by the rules.
There is a level of interpretation. There have been a few times where the council, there's been a recommendation to us by our planner, and we've knocked it back. But they're few and far between, because you really want to get it right according to the planning scheme, because there is actually another level to it, Martin.
Yeah, and you have to have very good reasons. You have to have very good reasons for knocking it back as well. And you have to be able to...
That's true. You can't just say, yeah, I just didn't like the person.
No.
Or something like that. You know, you've really got to... You do have to give a reason. If council decide not to go with a recommendation to approve something, they must give a planning reason. And so people need to understand that that's not the end of the matter. People can then take it further, and it will head to Hobart, and it becomes expensive and bogged down and slow. And there are times where council decisions are overturned and vice versa. And if you're not careful and you do something wrong, you know, you can be up for costs on things at certain occasions. So it is a difficult role, planning. And Bernie quite recently put a motion to the Local Government Association of Tasmania saying, hey, let's explore removing planning from council, giving it to some other body, and it is done in some other states where it is removed from the council, but the majority of councils in Tassie said no. But to be honest, mate, there are times where
I
could drop either way.
I reckon there'll be times when you'd be happy if you didn't have to deal with those sorts of things.
Yeah, true, but there are times, look, go back to the other night, even though, you know, some people left unhappy with our decision the other night, nobody could have left thinking we took it in a flippant manner. You know, we spoke on it for an hour and a bit. I went out and had a look around the area. If that was removed from us and stuck in Hobart, you're going to get none of that.
It's true.
No local knowledge.
Yeah, and as
that's an advantage for it, but I don't know. It's a difficult one.
I mean, and even the Planning Resources Appeal Tribunal, which I think is the correct name for the body, that's a drawn-out process, and that could probably be simplified in some respects as well.
Well, you know, it's full of planners who have got to, they pull your decision out and they just put it aside and they start afresh. But, you know, you don't get in tomorrow if you do appeal, and there are costs involved, and, you know, you could lose a second time. And so it can be a very stressful thing for people, but that really is the end of the road. You could go further, but you'd have to do it on a matter of a principle of law, and I think it's the Supreme Court it might end up in after that. But look, that doesn't matter. But you're just saying it's not a simple thing, and I guess for your listeners, I just think it's important for them to understand there are times where councillors might look like a councillor and they're sitting there in a councillor's chair, but they're under a different role. And they're beholden to something else to make their decision.
Yeah, and it's not just Kentish, it's every council around Tasmania.
That's it, yeah. Mm. So sometimes it just looks like, why didn't you go with the community? You know, that might be what somebody says, but
yep,
we have a planning scheme that we can't ignore as well.
Yeah, I understand that totally. I've been to enough council meetings to get that, but a lot of people haven't, as you say, Tim, so it was probably good that we spoke about that today. Thanks for your time, as always. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
All right. Good on you, Martin.